Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the power of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
All you got to do is get the government involved to totally destroy any efficiency of anything that's been done. And today, welfare is something that's destroying our nation. If the church wouldn't have advocated that responsibility, things would have been better. Did you know the churches are the ones that started schools? All education in the United States was started by churches. Churches did it specifically to teach people so that they could read the Word of God and be instructed by the wisdom of God. And all of the education was centered around the Word of God. For the first 200 years of this country, even before we were independent of Great Britain, but I mean when we were over here as colonies, the first 200 years was all centered around Christian education. And then the government stepped in. And it wasn't very long until Dewey came along and changed the government and took out God and rewrote history. And now we've raised a generation or two generation of ungodly people who don't even know what our history is, that don't have any moral concepts at all and stuff. And the church shouldn't have ever turned education over to the government system. We shouldn't have had to raise up all of this whole debate on health care and all of this stuff would be completely moot if the church was doing its job. Why would people want to go do all of the things that we do if you could just come and if the church was renowned for seeing the sick healed and the blind eyes open and the deaf ears open like Kathy over here and other people? If we could do these kind of things, let's do it. And man, the church would start drawing people. But see, the church basically is preaching something that there is no demonstration. There is no verification that it's true. And so it's easy for the unbelievers just to blow the church off. You know why? Because I'm going to share this later, but it's the Holy Spirit that causes miracles to happen. They can't happen. You don't have the power to heal a gnat. You don't have the ability to do anything. You've got to flow in the power of the Holy Spirit. And something that is complete, you can observe this. There are no exceptions to this that I'm aware of. You look at the people who teach against the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, they do not see miracles. You look at the people who do minister on the baptism of the Holy Spirit and they do see miracles, and that varies according to a lot of different things. But it's just straight across the board. You renounce the Holy Spirit, you don't encourage and teach on the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and you will not see miracles, you will not see financial deliverance, you won't see people delivered of demons, set free from emotional things. They just don't happen. And the people who do teach on the Holy Spirit do see miracles. There ought to be, your lightning fast mind ought to be able to figure out that there is some type of connection here. Without the Holy Spirit, you aren't going to see the supernatural, miraculous power of God in your life. So if the body of Christ was to start receiving and flowing and functioning in the power of the Holy Spirit, I guarantee you we would start seeing manifestation of God's power in your life individually, corporately as a whole. It would do more to affect the world. You know, I've seen three people raised from the dead, and I can promise you, you see a person raised from the dead and you can draw a crowd. We had a little church in Pritchett, Colorado, that had 10 people in it. There was only 144 people in the whole town. 10 people in the church. And the next closest town was, 20 miles or something like that away. And it had about 1,000 people. I mean, there was just nothing to draw from out there. We saw a man raised from the dead, and we started having 100 people come to a church in a town of 144 people. You know what? If I could get that same percentage in Boston, we'd have a big church. You can draw a crowd if you start operating in the power of God. Go out and start raising people from the dead. Some of you think, well, I can't do that. Well, yes, you can. If you have the Holy Spirit, that's what the Scripture says. You can start seeing supernatural miracles, and it will change things. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, this not only would bless us if we started really appropriating and operating in what God has made available, but it would make you so attractive to be supernatural. People say, how are you? Now I always say blessed. For years I used to say supernaturally. Amen. Because you know what? This is what the Holy Spirit does. It gives you supernatural ability. You no longer are limited. It's not by your might nor by your power, but it is by the Spirit of God that God wants us to live. And the sad fact is that the reason we aren't experiencing the deliverance and the finances and the joy and the peace and the healing and all of the things that God has purchased is because we're living under our own steam and under our own power. Most people do not rely on the Holy Spirit. Most people don't even have a vision of what the Holy Spirit is supposed to do. Again, another little tease. I'll deal with this more, but in John chapter 16, about verse 13, it says, when the Holy Spirit is come, He will show you things to come. Now just stop and think about that. If the Holy Spirit was to show you things to come, how would that change your life? Most people go through life like a person who's blindfolded. Not looking, not able to see in front. They're just stumbling along. And it's just a matter of time till they trip over something, till they fall off of a cliff, till they fall in a hole, until something damaging happens because they can't see. They're just struggling along and waiting on something to happen. The Holy Spirit will show you things to come. The Lord showed me one time when I was supposed to travel on a plane, not to go on it. And that plane crashed and killed 169 people. And the Lord told me not to get on it. The Holy Spirit will show you things to come. The Lord has told me things in advance. The Lord showed us some things about before this financial crisis hit. The Lord showed Jamie, pull all of your money out of this stuff and don't participate in it. Didn't lose a thing. And the Lord has shown us some things since the financial crisis has hit. Since October the 2nd, I believe it is, our investment in the stock market has gone up 61%, while everybody else has gone down 50%. People are like, oh, you can't do that. Yes, you can. The Holy Spirit will show you things to come. The Holy Spirit will tell you things. The Holy Spirit knows what's going on. The Holy Spirit would tell you whether this person is the one to marry or not. And yet most of us just go out and think, oh man, this is awesome. I love them. And you don't even want to hear from the Holy Spirit because He might be telling you that this isn't the one. But you are so motivated. You want it. Amen. And so forget the Holy Spirit. And then after you marry Him and the new wears off, man, now you're a wreck. And you know what? If you would have followed the direction of the Holy Spirit, you wouldn't have been in this problem in the first place. You go out and you get this job and you do this. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is meant to control a believer's life. We are not supposed to be operating on our own. And we aren't supposed to be saying, oh God, bless this. You aren't supposed to do your thing and ask God to bless it. What you need to do is say, God, I don't have a thing. I turn everything over to You. What do You want me to do? And when the Holy Spirit tells you to do something, then you don't have to ask for Him to bless it. It's already blessed. Because He wouldn't lead you to do something that He isn't going to bless and prosper you in. We should be led by the Holy Spirit. Matter of fact, the Scripture says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. This is considered normal in the Bible, and yet in the body of Christ today, I'd say very, very, very few Christians are led by the Holy Spirit. Every once in a while, they may have the Holy Spirit give them a little bit of direction, usually when your back is against the wall and you've already created a crisis and you've already messed things up. And then, oh God, what do I do? And He pulls you out of it and shows you how to get out of it. But we don't have to wait until crisis hits. You could get to where you're dependent upon the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit would lead you and guide you. I'm just trying to state that just like the Lord told Zerubbabel, He was facing a task that it looked impossible. They didn't have the money. They had enemies coming against them. The king of Babylon had restrained them and had told them to quit the work. It looked like there was just no way that they could ever get this done. And the Lord said, tell Zerubbabel, it's not by might nor by power, but by My Spirit. And I'm telling you the same thing tonight, that God has given you a supernatural ability to succeed, to prosper, to be well, to have joy and peace. And if you're just looking and saying, but there's a recession, what can I do? The Bible says He'll supply your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You shouldn't be limited to this world system. And I know some of you are saying, oh yeah, it's easy to preach, but that's harder to live. You don't live in the Northeast. You aren't up here in Boston. You don't know what our economy is. See, you're just approaching things based on a human standpoint, looking at it only in the natural. I'm telling you that there is supernatural power and ability available to you, and you can walk in the Holy Spirit and you can be supernatural. Let me say it this way. If you aren't supernatural, you're superficial. God lives on the inside of us. The world ought to be able to see a difference in us. The Bible says we're alive. They're dead. And yet, if you were to take most Christians and stand them right next to an unbeliever and compare their lives, you wouldn't be able to tell much difference. Most Christians are as sick as the unbeliever is, as poor as the unbeliever, as stressed as the unbeliever, as depressed as the unbeliever. If most people were arrested for being a Christian, there wouldn't be enough evidence to convict you. And yet, we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. Greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. And I could just go on. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And you could just go on and on and on, keep quoting Scripture. You know what? We ought to be experiencing the supernatural power of God in our life. And it is not that way with most Christians.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM237 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to thank all of you who are partners with this ministry. You know, we are sharing things that are changing people's lives. We are having a huge response. We have over 35,000 contacts per month, and that's not including our website, which averages over 15,000 contacts per day. We're reaching a lot of people. People's lives are being changed, and I couldn't do that if it wasn't for those of you who are partners with us. So I want to thank you, and I just want to mention to the rest of you, if you are being blessed, if you recognize the potential blessing that this could be to other people, would you help us to reach out with the gospel? We need to increase our outreach. We've got opportunities, more opportunities, and we've got finances. So pray about it and then become a partner with us today.